When I was a freshman at Fort Hays State University, it was the first time I ever heard a person just simply blurt out, "God is good." And everyone then responded, "All the time." The person responded that to that, "All the time." And everyone then just said, "God is good." And it caught me by surprise, but over and over again, I would hear that throughout my freshman and sophomore and junior years, and then into the seminary, and even as a priest to this day, from time to time, I will hear that statement, "God is good," all the time. And all the time, God is good. And I bring that up because as we hear today the cost of discipleship, Jesus simply saying, "Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me," is an understanding of the truth that God is good, not sometimes, not most of the time, or 95% of the time. It is 100% all the time. God is pouring out his goodness. And it's only in that truth are we able to really understand that is why I deny myself. I empty myself out because I fully believe God is all the time pouring out his goodness upon me. The Heavenly Father is simply saying, "All that I have is yours. I bestow it upon you. Above all, I bestow upon you my Son. I give the divine life of Jesus to you." And my brothers and sisters, it's in that divine life, though, in denying ourselves, of knowing that God is good all the time, that then we become willing to take up our cross. We see the goodness of God there. Even though, I kid you not, you know it better than me, that cross that God bestows upon us, that Jesus himself has already carried for us, is not always easy. You see, that's what becomes in our mind of God's goodness, that everything is going to be simple. Everything is going to be a cinch. And that's not the case. Because even Jeremiah in the first reading simply cried out, "You duped me, O Lord, and I let myself be duped." I thought being a prophet was going to be simple. I thought it was going to be easy. I thought it was going to be glamorous. But he said, "All the day I am an object of laughter. Everyone mocks me. This has brought me derision and reproach." You see, that's one who is experiencing the cross. And it's at those moments, though, that's when the devil comes in and simply tries to convince you and me, you see, God isn't good all the time. Maybe it's more like sometimes or most of the time. That's the lie Satan tries to place in our hearts. Because what happens? We now then start no longer denying ourselves. We start rejecting the cross and filling ourselves up with the things of the world. But that is why our second reading points out that we who have denied ourselves, who have lived out this cost of discipleship, by taking up our own cross, are offering our bodies as a living sacrifice. We are joining with Jesus and he with us in his goodness to say, "I carry this cross with you. I am joined to you. As you suffer, I suffer with you. As you are in distress, I come and share in your distress. For I want you to know my goodness isn't just in the simple and easy times. My goodness is with you in the most difficult of times. So don't forget that I am good all the time and revert then to the ways of the world. For that is what St. Paul goes on to instruct us. Do not conform yourselves to this age,
because we do not belong to this world. God's goodness is filling our hearts as a way to encourage us to continue forward to the greatest goodness of all, His divine life in heaven, with Mary, with Saint Joseph, and all the angels and saints, to where we get to experience the fullness of His goodness all the time throughout eternity. But God is bestowing that goodness right now and at every moment. So let us accept the cost of discipleship, knowing the truth of God's goodness is there for us all the time. So let us deny ourselves, take up the cross, and follow Him. For through this Eucharist, Jesus is united to us in His sacrifice, so that the sacrifices and crosses we face, He faces with you and me, helping us in His goodness and His love. Praise be Jesus Christ through His Mother Mary, now and forever. Amen.